Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. This is Bill calling Mystic Landscape Service, Mystic, Connecticut.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Going great. How you doing?
A little busy over here, but it's Friday. I'm not going to complain, that's for sure.
I hear you. Hey, listen, I just cleared my messages, and I got your call, and I'm just calling you back to see what this is about. You got me pre-approved for some money.
Yeah, it was
Everybody's always pre-approved, so it comes right down the wire. Right?
I mean correct, in some sort of sense or another, yes.
So what's the deal here?
Yeah, what was the name of your business here? Let me just pull up your file there just so I know what I'm working
Mystic,
with.
Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, Landscape Services.
Okay, give me one second here. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Landscaping, boom. There we go. Okay, yeah, so I think I gave you a call there. Was it yesterday morning, it looks like?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, you know, so the pre-approval, it's based off of some prior financing that you had done. It looks like it was with New Equipment Leasing a few years back. The pre-approval, you know, was for some equipment financing and working capital. The pre-approval was for right around $250K. Was there anything you were maybe looking into doing for the business there, or for down the road?
Well, I got a lot of things I want to do, and we need capital to do it. So you got my attention, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now, this this pre-approval, is that through my my business credit line?
What do you mean?
Well, you did a credit check on myself or my business, correct?
No, we did not. It's based off, it's your DMB credit profile.
Now, what's that mean, DMB?
It's just a database here that we use it's basically
okay,
just holds
so
like...
Okay, so let me ask you the next $1 million question. Which two criteria I need to fall into, let's say, hypothetically, $100,000? What do I need to do for you guys to ship me out a check for $100,000?
Yeah, so are you familiar with working capital there? Have you ever worked with that in the past?
Not at all. Never done this in my life.
Okay, so I'll kind of break down just the program itself, and then I'll kind of see where you fall into. It's very similar to a line of credit, you know, in the sense that you'll get approved for the largest amount possible, and you can use as much of it as you'd like. The big difference is with working capital, it's based more off of your top line revenue. With lines of credit, it's usually based off of where your credit situation is, and can kind of limit what you're available
where
to.
My credit situation is, meaning what?
What your credit score is, you know, the better your score is.
Okay, I can tell you right now, my personal credit score is under 600 right now.
Okay, the good news here...
My business line of credit is far better.
Okay.
Just don't get that on the table right out of the gate, because I can go to my local bank if my credit score wasn't in the toilet right now. And I can tell you why it's in the toilet right now, because my office has been a complete mess. Went through a divorce a couple of years ago. And I'm reeling in from that whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm paying bills late, this, that, the other thing. So ironically, within the last week or so, my office is completely organized. Every bill, this, that, is laid out, and we're on a plan getting things back on track.
Okay, that's good.
Okay,
that's
this
good.
Is why I could really use some capital to pull me out here and get some stuff straightened out.
Definitely. As far as the capital is concerned, did you have anything specific there you wanted to do that you're going to use it for? I mean,
well, there's
a
number of different things I could do with it. Let's say, for example, I have some outstanding debt I could consolidate.
Okay.
That's one possibility. I don't know if that's doable with you guys. I have a business property, which is, it's a non-conforming pre-existing use, okay? So it's basically a commercial property in a residential area, but it's pre-existing, so I can operate and do what I do for the next 50, 100 years.
Okay.
Now, I also own a house. One of my thoughts moving forward is I'm going to consolidate and get rid of my house and build a new small house on my business property and operate my business and have my residence under the same address.
Okay.
So what I do is I get rid of a duplication of town taxes, electric bills, insurances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
So by doing that, I can literally free up $30,000 a year.
Wow, okay.
It makes sense, okay?
I like that.
So that's one option. Or a couple different scenarios, what I could use capital for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, let me just, I'll get straight to the point here, because you definitely sound like you got a game plan. With the working capital, it's based off your top-line revenue. Do you guys know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
Did over 500 gross sales.
Okay, like in the 500.
Usually I do around 350 to 400,000. Last year we did over 5, I believe.
Okay.
Just did my income taxes, returns, you know, I'm always doing on an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing right now, I owe the government about 27 on the feds and about $7,000 in my state. So there's another thing I got to dig out of.
I got you. Yeah, you know, these are the kind of situations that we deal with here on a daily basis. As far as the capital is concerned, you're probably sitting in the anywhere from maybe 40 to 60K range that we could free up there for you on the capital. Could you utilize that for the business there, or were you stuck on the 100K?
No, that would definitely be a help. And then let me ask you the next $1 million question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the format to paying this back?
Yeah, so the term structures on these, they're anywhere from 3 to 36 months. So it is an unsecured cash loan. So you're able to use this for however you see fit for the business.
So let's say, let's throw some numbers. You give me $50,000-$60,000. I got
mm-hmm.
3 years to pay it back. What's the interest?
Yes. Yeah, so,
what's the payment?
Okay, so here, I'll break that down as well. So on the term lengths, usually first-timers get in anywhere from the 6 to usually 18 to 24-month range for first-timers. About halfway through whatever term you qualify for, so let's just hypothetically say you do, let's just say 50K at 12 months. At right around
yep.
the 6th...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. And then, so say 50K at 12 months. At the 6-month marker, right around there, you can actually look at refinancing options where you can get additional capital at a longer rate, at a longer term and a lower rate.
Depending on how I perform on my end for those 6 months.
Exactly. If you've proven in the relationship you can make those payments, and you've proven that, you know, we feel you can
yep.
take on more, and we can build that relationship from there. So, you know, getting your foot in the door and just kind of proving that those first few months of payments would be huge for you. It'd help out your credit tremendously if you can get some of this debt consolidated. That's going to help
Absolutely.
The credit as well.
Yep.
What did you guys have any loans out on the business currently?
On the business itself, absolutely none.
Okay.
I own my business property. I owe $12,000 on it, and that property is valued at roughly $250,000.
Oh wow! Wow. Okay.
So you know, I'm sitting in a good spot in a little bit of time. I just got to get there.
Yeah, definitely. And that's exactly where we can come in and, you know, give you that extra little boost to capital to get you to that next level. It sounds like you're right there with these opportunities that you have for the business. You guys, you do snow removal, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
When
does the... Yeah.
Do it for the money, baby. Nothing else. I'd rather do snowmobile and skis.
There you go. When's the season kind of, did it already start for you there? Or are you looking to prepare here for within the next month or so?
Has the snow started?
Correct.
No.
Okay.
Hey, just plugged in, buddy. But
when does it,
I'm sorry. I'm trying
when
to
does it typically, pick up there for you then? When does it start?
Nah, after Christmas. We work right straight through to Christmas, then we roll to a new direction.
Okay. Yeah, we're out here in.
All right. So getting back to this, so interest rate could be whatever. So let's just say $50,000. You start out at 24 months. Give me
mm-hmm.
the number on that monthly.
Yeah. So we do either daily, weekly, or monthly payment structures. As far as a rate's concerned, we don't have a specific rate here. You know, we work with many different size businesses and different credit ratings. So you know, each situation is going to be different and unique. The approval process itself is very straightforward. It's very little.
Is it on? Yeah, so keep going.
Yeah, sorry. But the little paperwork that we do need, we're usually able to get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what approval you're going to have. And then we have our underwriters give you a call, and they will break everything down for you as far as the fixed payback amount, the terms, the length, all of that. We just don't like to give any expectations as to what we can do for you, and then we deliver something that's below that, and you know, we lose all credibility. But I'd love to see what I could do for you here. And like I said, we can get you an answer in around 24 hours.
I just need a clear picture because I'm not clear.
Yeah.
I get $50,000. What's it going to cost me by the day, by the week, by the month? I need to know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a number there that I don't have for you. Like I said, if we can get the paperwork over, they can break all of that down for you. It's just three simple things that we need to get the actual approval.
Got you. And you can't give me a number without an approval.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what your business looks like and what your bank statements recently have looked like, if they're positive there on the beginning and ending statements. It's just something that we have to take a current health look at the business before we start.
Call me back next week. I'm in the middle of a bunch of things, and I'll put some thought into this.
Is the best email there for you, mysticlandscape@gmail, or is there a better email for you?
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll shoot you an email there. It's just going to summarize the offer, and then it'll have the list there of what we'll need to get the approval process going, and I can give you some time to look that over and touch base with you here next week.
All right, get that to me, buddy.
Sounds good, Bill. We'll be in touch.
Thanks.
Bye.